Welcome to the Mind Over Matter podcast with Heather Hakes, where mindset is everything. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. If you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe and leave me a review. This podcast is designed to help open your awareness to the truth of who you are, a limitless being. You are worthy and deserving of an abundant and prosperous life. It's time to peel back the false beliefs and live the life you dream about. For additional resources or to contact me directly, please visit my website, heatherhakes.com. Without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to episode number 600. Let's just pause for a moment. I know many of you have been with me for a really long time, and some of you may be brand new to this podcast, but I want to stop and celebrate. 600 episodes is a huge milestone, and something I feel like we lack in life is celebrating the things, celebrating the little things, celebrating the milestones. So I just want to celebrate with you. Thank you for being here today. Today's podcast, I am sharing with you 3 steps on how to rewire your subconscious mind for success. Now, these steps are going to help you increase your happiness, your health, your finances, relationships, literally any area of life. But I really wanted to make this a thorough episode, and please implement and put this into your life, because this is literally the roadmap on what I teach my one-on-one coaching clients, how to get from where you are to where you want to be. Today's a big deal. It's my 600th podcast episode. And what I did is I looked back at analytics to figure out what videos, what content resonates with you most. And that's what brought me to today. And I want to share with you the 3 main things you need to unlock your full potential, to start living your best life, and ultimately on how to get out of your own way. Now, I want this to be a thorough training. I really want to give you the tangible steps, tangible takeaways you need to create change in your life. I want to help you create clarity and awareness on where you are, but more importantly, that forward focus on where you want to go and how to close that gap. So I want to start at the top. The reason I talk so much about reprogramming your subconscious mind is your life is literally a printout of your beliefs, your habits, your pattern, which is 95% of who you are. That is your subconscious mind. Anywhere in life in which you are struggling and efforting, maybe it's your health or your finances or relationships or your business success, if you are struggling and efforting to make something happen, it means you have a subconscious belief that is not in alignment with your desire. Pardon the interruption. If this content is resonating with you, please be sure to leave a 5-star review. I want to offer you some additional resources. Visit my website, heatherhakes.com, and sign up for my free video training on how to reprogram your subconscious mind. I also offer one-on-one coaching. I will help you create clarity and a roadmap so you can live the life you dream about. Best part? Everything I teach, you can start implementing right now. To learn more and apply, visit heatherhakes.com. Now, back to regular programming. So for example, if you have problems with money, you have to think about your subconscious programming around money. If you have beliefs on feeling unworthy or not enough or living in lack, scarcity, and limitation, your reality, it has to be in alignment with your belief system. So you can't want and affirm, I am a millionaire, I am a millionaire, but be feeling poverty. Same thing with relationships. You might want thriving relationships, but if you don't have self-love, if you don't feel worthy, you cannot attract that kind of ideal relationship or partner. So here's what I want to do. Ultimately, this all comes down to creating version 2.0. It's exactly what I teach my one-on-one coaching clients. Again, how to get from where you are to where you want to be. But the first step to creating any change in your life is awareness. You have to become aware of those thought patterns. So let's talk about that at a high level. I use this 4-step process. It's called the thought cycle. You have somewhere between 60 to 70,000 thoughts every single day. And although that can seem overwhelming, here's what I want you to know. 90% of your daily thoughts are on repeat from yesterday. And it's your thoughts that are driving your emotions and behaviors. So guess what? The first step is becoming aware of your thoughts. So let's talk about the thought cycle. The first domino are your thoughts. So whatever you think about, you bring about. But it's your thoughts that are leading to your emotions. And your emotions create your actions. And those three create every result in your life. So guess what? Your emotions, think of them as your check engine light. Your emotions are a great indicator on the thoughts that you're thinking. If you're feeling bored, overwhelmed, stressed, unworthy, doubt, disappointment, you have to understand that you are thinking thoughts that are keeping you stuck in this negative thinking feeling loop. And guess what? That creates what's called your vibration. Life is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Whatever you think and feel, you are literally emanating a vibration, a frequency, like attracts like. So what you put out, you get back. See how easy it is to get stuck in this thinking feeling loop. And what happens to so many people is falling trapped into living in autopilot and unconscious, but not for you because you're watching this kind of content, which tells me you're ready for change in your life. Now, I want to debunk real quick a popular myth. Knowledge is power. Knowledge alone is not power. Applied knowledge is power. Experience is power. Implementation is power. And that's why I want to give you real world, tangible takeaways that you can implement and start creating change in your life today. So now knowing the thought cycle, how your thoughts are creating your emotions and you're leading to your actions and behaviors, I want you to understand that this is your state of being. It literally is a loop. And in order to create new results, you have to create a new state of being. This is what Dr. Joe Dispenza refers to, that your personality is creating your personal reality. In order to change your reality, you have to change your personality, which is literally just your thoughts and emotions, because those are creating your actions and behaviors. So here's what I want to help you do. I want to help you step into version 2.0. I want to help you be in a loving, thriving romantic relationship, be in your best health, have amazing finances and abundance, and have the experiences that you want. But first of all, you have to take inventory. Remember, step one is awareness. You have to become clear. All right, if I'm currently sitting in a space of self-doubt and procrastination and inconsistency and a negative mindset and lack, fear, and worry, you have to understand that's not going to create the results you want in your life. I want to share with you my personal experience on how I've overcome things like self-doubt, procrastination, and imposter syndrome. Because think about it like this. Do you believe somebody in my shoes, a mindset coach, a content creator, somebody sitting in self-doubt, procrastination, and imposter syndrome, do you think somebody in that state of being could create financial abundance, new coaching clients, or content that people are actually watching? The answer is no, because I already experienced that. So back in 2017, to give you a little background, I worked in corporate for over a decade. I did the 9-to-5 thing, and for me, it was soul sucking. I knew there was more to life, so I took a leap of faith, quit my job, no plan, but had already been into personal development for quite some time. I took some time off, a self-proclaimed sabbatical, went and traveled the world, some bucket list adventures, and all of that led me to realize I love teaching. I love learning. I've been coined a master manifester. I want to help other people do the same, which led me into coaching. So step number one, I want you to realize right there that that is a wink from the universe. That is a breadcrumb. Whatever you enjoy doing, your zone of genius is something that you are passionate about and that you could make money doing. That could be totally different for you. It could be making music or painting or building things. Whatever it may be, I just want you to know that you have innate abilities in which you can live a life you love. So getting back to where I was, coming from a 9-to-5 background. Now think about that. I have the programming of being an employee, and I went from an employee to an entrepreneur, which couldn't be more night and day. I come from a space of always having a salary and a paycheck no matter what into 100% sales commission. It was a big shift. But that's why I invested in coaching. I got business coaches. I had a tech team. I had people helping me build the thing so I could do what I'm good at and something I love, which is content creation. But guess what? Goose eggs. Build it and they will come. Not necessarily. I was sitting in so much self-doubt. So let's go back to that thought cycle. I'm sitting in self-doubt. I'm feeling worried and it's leading to procrastination. I'm feeling like an imposter. Who am I to do this? Which is leading to a goose egg in my bank account. So how did I create version 2.0? Which is exactly what I want to help you do in any area of life. Whether you want to increase your finances, your relationships, your productivity, your happiness, whatever it may be, you literally have to create version 2.0. It's called an identity shift. But that's where awareness comes in. So I had to get crystal clear. All right. Somebody who is in self-doubt, procrastination, imposter syndrome is not going to excel in this line of work. So I sat down and I did some work and I journaled and I wrote on a piece of paper all the thoughts that I was having and the beliefs and the behaviors. And I had to find evidence of the opposite. I had to find evidence and create belief and conviction that I could do this. And so I literally wrote out the very opposite of all that. I would need to be consistent. I need to be showing up every single day. I would need to have confidence, resilience, and persistence to keep going. Because guess what? And that's where it comes into a little bit of delusion. You have to get rid of and literally close your mind to your current state of affairs, your current circumstances, because they are literally just a reflection of your past thinking and being. Your past state of being is what has created your current state of affairs and your results. So in order to literally quantum leap into this new reality, to shift your identity and to change the results in your life, despite your circumstances and despite your senses, you have to believe in your imagination. You have to visually rehearse. You have to act as if that new reality is already yours. So I had to start showing up every single day with belief and conviction and faith and confidence. And guess how I built all of that? It was through action. I had to get out of my comfort zone, start taking action. And let's be real, my early podcast sucked. My early video content, I didn't know what I was doing, but I at least got started. And through repetition and through consistency, that is how you build your mindset muscle. But you have to take action and you have to have clarity and a vision. What do you want in this lifetime? So now it comes down to you. I want to help you close the gap from where you are to where you want to be. Step number one, you've got to become aware. Where are you at in life? What thoughts and behaviors aren't serving you? So it could be things like having doubt, fear, living in worry, pessimism, distraction, overwhelm. It could be habits like wasting time scrolling on social media, procrastination, inconsistency, because all of that is creating your new results. So here's what I want you to do. Literally get pen to paper. Now, I'm not fancy with art, and I literally just drew a stick figure, and I drew a line down the center of my page. I got really clear on who I had been, the results I had been getting, and then more importantly, I got clear on what I did want. And then I read what is called a morning manifesto. This is called scripting. I wrote out, and you have to write it out in present or even past tense, that these things have already happened. Because what you're doing in the sense is you are now using your conscious mind, 5% of the picture, to start driving your new thoughts and emotions, which will lead to new behaviors. And what this is all about, it's imprinting on your subconscious mind the reality that you actually want. And through consistency and repetition and showing up every single day, you literally rewire and reprogram your brain. And now through these new thinking and feeling loops, you're going to be taking inspired action and consistency and showing up. And guess what? You're going to start seeing breadcrumbs and desired results happening. And that is what will build your confidence and belief to keep showing up. But despite your current circumstances, no matter where you're at in any area of life, when you build the new vision, when you create clarity and you understand your version 2.0, who you want to start showing up as, and the results that you have, you are now literally creating a blueprint for your mind. And guess what? Whatever you imprint on the subconscious is what you will express in reality. Life is literally a mirror. That's why you are wasting your time by jumping around and getting in a new relationship or trying to chase jobs, because no matter where you go, there you are. It's an inside job. When you change within, the without changes too. If this is making sense and you want to fast track from where you are to where you want to be, I invite you to schedule a free discovery call to learn more about my one-on-one coaching. You can visit my website, heatherhakes.com, to fill out the form. But ultimately, here's what I want you to know, and I want you to start doing. Your one takeaway, at least one from today, is you have to get really clear and start taking inventory. What are those thoughts and emotions and behaviors that are no longer serving you? Then I want you to get really clear. What does version 2.0 of you look like? What are their thoughts? What are their emotions? And what actions and habits do they have that are creating their desired results? If you have any questions, comment below. I'm happy to help. Or of course, reach out to me directly. I just want you to know, when you do this work, when you start having fun, now you understand the game of life and how to play it. Then the sky is not the limit. Your belief system is, because I'm telling you, whatever you believe is possible for you. It is time to start living your best life. So let me ask you, one day or day one? Thanks for tuning into today's episode. I'd love it if you could leave me a review, and remember to subscribe and share this episode with your friends. If you haven't yet, connect with me on the social platforms. You can add me on Instagram at heather.hakes and subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'll catch you on the next episode.